The discussion of marijuana and its legalization may be approaching critical mass. Some major name columnists have discussed it recently after Washington and Colorado became the first two states to legalize small amounts of marijuana for personal use. And then there's the timely joke of the only pro football teams from the two pot states meeting in the Super Bowl. It makes the rest of us think, if we had the chance to legalize marijuana in this state, either state, how would we vote? And what would be some features we'd like to see in the law to consider voting yes for it? Or what would it take to get us to vote no against legalized marijuana? Let's get your thoughts on legalizing marijuana in your state. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic, water or the lack of it. Yes, there is a connection here between these, but we'll get to these. The last calendar year, of course, set records for lack of precipitation in several parts of our region, and this calendar year certainly started off in similar fashion. Think about it. Except for the big storm back on December 6th, there's really been only one system that put down any real precipitation in the inland valleys this winter. California decided not to wait. Governor Brown declared a drought last Friday, January 17th. The declaration means water rationing likely lies ahead. And that's what we need to think and talk about. What are the ways in which you would conserve water? Have you begun to conserve water already as you look at the brown surroundings in most of the inland valleys? Are you doing so already? What are some of the strategies that will help us weather the drought? Pun unintended. Join us with your thoughts. Weathering the drought, preparing for the drought, and or legalizing marijuana, and your thoughts on that here on the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Call us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley local number 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. We'll take a short break and start taking your phone calls on our Vents Day segment right after that. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I need to let you know that today's program is just a little bit different. Our Vents Day segment will remain undamaged, but our 9 o'clock hour is being pushed aside because the State of the State address from California Governor Jerry Brown will be delivered at the state capitol in Sacramento. He chose 9 a.m. We decided to carry it live. Therefore, there will be no second hour of the Jefferson Exchange today, but that should increase a little pressure here on our Vents Day segment. Let's get your calls and thoughts on legalizing marijuana in either state and preparing for the drought. These are the top topics of our Vents Day segment, and you can join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. First call goes to Heather in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, my comment is more something I want a lot of people to start thinking about, is now that we're heading into this drought, I'm wondering about, like, a ban on fracking, because I understand they use millions of gallons a time when they do their fracking, and if I'm supposed to give my kids less water and drink less and take less showers, which is fine, I'm fully prepared to do, then I think that they should not be using billions of gallons of water as fracking.
All right, fair enough. So a simple, a total ban on fracking while the drought lasts, and then pick it up again when it's over?
Well, I don't support fracking in general. There's a lot of issues to it. But I'm going to look aside of all those issues and just look at the water usage right now. And, yeah, during a drought, we should totally be able to agree on a ban on fracking for that reason.
All right, Heather, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're talking about water usage and how we approach the drought, what the strategies are we should be taking as individuals or as governments. And we're also talking about whether it is time to consider legalizing marijuana now that everybody seems to be talking about marijuana, particularly with Colorado going legal at the beginning of the year. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. There's an editorial here from the Sacramento Bee from Sunday that points out that right after Governor Brown made the drought declaration last Friday, the Bee writes, politicians and advocates sought to gain advantage. Opponents of fracking renewed their call for a moratorium on the process of extracting oil by using large amounts of water. Representative Jeff Denham, a Turlock Republican, called for more storage, a fine idea, and decried letting water wash out to the Pacific Ocean. Soon there will be calls for more dam construction. That will probably happen. It'll be interesting to see who calls for it and where. True enough, the SACB writes, the drought underscores the long-neglected need for reasoned solutions to California's plumbing system. The state must find ways to protect the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta and the environment, while also ensuring enough water to sustain Central Valley agriculture and Southern California cities. For now, however, water conservation is every Californian's obligation. Install a low-flow shower head and fix the running toilet or leaking irrigation system. None of it is difficult or particularly expensive. We need to act together by using only the water that we need and no more. Would you favor, for example, in your city, a ban on lawn watering? Would you let your lawn go brown this year? Have you installed a lot of low-flow shower heads or two-purpose toilets, the ones where you can get a different flush for number one and number two? What sorts of moves have you made to consider the fact that the water is not as abundant as it tends to be in our region? Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts on preparation for drought or on legalizing marijuana. It is our Vents Day segment. Vent at 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Joseph in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Joseph, go ahead.
Oh, hey. Okay, so I'm from Ashland, and I've been here for about 10 years, and I've noticed a lot of logging going on Wagner Butte and on Ashland of mostly small diameter trees, which transpire. The transpire is the release of hydrogen, or I should say water vapors into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Transpiration, not respiration. Got it.
Correct. And this release of moisture vapor into the atmosphere creates an advection on a major scale. It's the Ashland watershed is about 25, I don't know, maybe 30 miles in area.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it causes an advection. This advection draws the moisture from the Pacific Northwest up into the atmosphere so that the moisture can freeze and cause snow for the entire west area. It works in conjunction with Mount Shasta, drawing moisture up into the atmosphere, creating snow. This advection process, blah, 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 is very important. And until we realize that and understand, we're going to have to replace this artificially because these trees have been removed due to fire prevention. There was a fire by the freeway.
All right, so what you're saying is that our use of the landscape actually dictates the amount of moisture that falls upon us?
It's an estuary.
An estuary. Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're getting your thoughts, your polite venting on preparing for drought, what we should be doing to get ready for the potential dry days ahead, because there are lots of dry days behind us, and or talk about legalizing marijuana with all the discussion of Colorado and Washington legalizing marijuana. Is it time to have that discussion? Is it time to have that vote in Oregon or California? Join us on Vents Day at 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Angie in Arcata, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, my comment is about water conservation, and in Arcata, we have a lot of programs to help residences and businesses embrace water and energy conservation, and what I've noticed is that it's been harder to get the non-local businesses, like things that are multi-state, like the grocery stores and fast food chains, it's harder to get them to be concerned about issues that are only affecting a handful of their stores and get them the decisions that they need to make to put in low-flow faucets or to agree to not wash down their parking lots. They don't want to hear it if it doesn't affect sort of their larger business model. And so we need to figure out how to get them to participate as well.
Well, sort of a one-size-fits-all thing. If they're not doing it at the stores in Minnesota or Kansas, they don't want to do it at the stores in California or Oregon?
Yeah, or even the store managers, you know, like they understand that they maybe shouldn't be filling up all their windshield washer buckets a couple of times a day. But when they talk to their manager who manages, you know, there's just someone above them who needs to make the decision and who isn't willing or have the time to listen.
Interesting. And have you tried to contact any of the corporations themselves by yourself?
I suppose that I haven't, but I did just have this conversation with a gas station attendant yesterday because, yeah, he's getting yelled at by the mayor of a city that his gas station is in because the mayor doesn't want him washing down the parking lot, but, you know, he has to listen to his boss, who is actually a couple of counties away, who tells them what to do. And so.
Right. Okay. Interesting that out-of-area ownership can make a difference in how things are dealt with in the job. Thanks for that perspective, Angie. Good job. Anna in Humboldt, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about preparations we make for potential drought already declared in California and or marijuana legalization in the region. Go ahead, Anna.
Well, for Humboldt County, Mendocino County and probably Del Norte and Trinity, the combination of the drought and the discussion about marijuana is a perfect combination. For the last 30 years, the impact of marijuana growing in my community is went from mom and pop to corporate. The legalization and the decriminalization of medical marijuana in California, values of marijuana went down $200 a pound since 1995 to where it's now about, oh, in the worst times, $700 to $1,100 a pound. So I have people that have three or four kids and trying to make a living. You know that $60,000 for four children, a family of four to six is nothing. And trying to grow $250,000 or, you know, have enough for your property and everything else. So everyone's quadrupled. 10 times as much pot as they used to grow. Instead of growing 50 pounds, they got to grow 500 pounds. So I'm calling for the marijuana growing community to voluntarily, if you have enough savings, which most people do at this point, except for the kids that are getting started, to voluntarily reduce the amount of marijuana we're growing this year in order to take the burden off the streams. And also, there's a lot of ignorance about the impact of drawing from springs. Oh, I live at the top, and the spring's on my land, and it doesn't make any difference. And, the illegal diversion of creeks and into the impacts of the rivers here. So,
getting people
in the rural areas to who are already conscious because their drinking water comes out of a spring. The fact that most of the springs are very dry already, and last year record numbers of rural residents were having water trucked. The California Water Board has cracked down on municipalities selling water out of their water districts, which is illegal in California. And now there's illegal pumping at night with water trucks out of the rivers to deliver water to rural residents. And especially unfortunate when it goes to mega grows. So water conservation and marijuana are a completely married couple here in Pacific Northwest, and good luck in the conversation.
Indeed, they are. And thanks for bringing that up, Anna. That is, in fact, there was even a discussion of this with the state budget, because Governor Brown, in addition to the drought declaration, the budget proposes to assign 11 state water board and 7 fish and wildlife inspectors and investigators to deal with the issue of environmental degradation caused by the cultivation of marijuana, because it threatens water supply, water quality, and the sensitive habitat of endangered species. It says it right there in the budget summary. So an acknowledgement that water and its scarcity at the current moment, and marijuana and its abundance in the current moment, are intimately connected, which then again raises the question, can we help the drought by focusing on legal marijuana. Are these even focused that intimately that making marijuana legal would affect the drought situation, or at least the use of the water? It would affect the use of the water, I think. But let's get your thoughts. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Tell us your thoughts about how we prepare for drought and whether we should legalize marijuana. If so, how? 800-838-3760. Anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Pam in Dexter, welcome back to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, well, I want to echo a couple of comments. I really do think fracking, this is a bad idea. And I think part of the problem is nobody's talking about energy conservation, about asking the general public to sacrifice their lifestyle just a little bit for future generations. And I was reminded of when I lived in Los Angeles for a couple of years, and I was on a jog, and this guy was washing his car, and he had the hose running down a hill in the middle of the street. And I stopped. I go, you know we live in a desert, right? And he looked at me with this like, what the heck are you talking about, lady? And it just made me think, people are just not conscious. We give them unlimited water, unlimited electricity. The planet is limited. And I'm really all for giving each person, regardless of how much money they make, because I don't think the people with the most money should get the most resources, a certain amount of water, a certain amount of electricity, a certain amount of everything. And I think golf courses are a waste. I mean, the amount of water, I think Arizona has the most golf courses of anywhere in the country, which is a desert. We're really not thinking. And as far as marijuana goes, I think that Australia has a plan where every person can grow, adult can grow two plants. I don't think people should be getting rich off of growing marijuana. I don't think it should be a black market. And I think we should have an education in the schools on drugs, on how it affects your body, and all types of addiction. I think that should be part of the curriculum in high school, because I think when you're educated on your health and how different drugs affect you, you're going to make better decisions. So it's a very complicated issue, and I really do think that salmon are going to be extinct. I think they're going to be one of the first species to go with climate change. And this is our future. We're going to see less and less water. Just be prepared, folks.
All right. Thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it. And, you know, back to the comment about education. There's a lot of education that goes on about drugs in schools, has been for a very, very long time, dating back to my years in elementary school. But I can also remember one of my fifth grade teachers saying that we should cross off the line that said marijuana is not a hallucinogen, because under her view of marijuana, it would cause you to fly out a window, therefore needed to be on the list of hallucinogens. Cross out, not a hallucinogen. That was the a little side element of the drug education we got in elementary school. What are your thoughts? Should we be legalizing marijuana? If so, how? And what should we be doing to prepare for drought? It has certainly been declared already in the state of California as of 5 days ago, and a drought declaration is likely for certainly parts of Oregon. Join us with your thoughts about how we prepare for these things. What kinds of conservation measures should we be taking? And should it go more broad than just not watering your lawn this year? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Redding, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. Yes, I'm for lawnlessness, amongst other things.
You're for what?
Lawnlessness.
Oh, lawnlessness. Yes, okay. Not lawlessness, but lawnlessness. Yes.
That's correct. Why in the climate that we live in here in California, which I believe is known as Southern Mediterranean, people have lawns which are Northern European, is beyond me. I mean, you know, put in some stones, you know, flagstones, whatever. Build a grape arbor so you have a nice place to be shaded and cool, and have native plants that are drought resistant, because we must presume the drought. We can't presume that we will have lots of water. We have to presume that there will be a drought.
Particularly in places like Redding, where you live, where it is not a natural thing. Yeah, in fact, well, believe me, we go through this experiment every year because we don't water our lawn, and boy, does it get brown in the summertime.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, find something else to use for ground cover, something that doesn't need moisture. So much.
All right. That makes perfect sense. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. Brad in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Our topics are legalizing marijuana and preparing for drought.
Yes, thanks. I'd like to weigh in on both. I don't water my lawn except maybe once or twice just to keep it barely alive. And I noticed that it grows okay in the shade and not in the sun. So I kind of sculpt the areas that I want to walk on around that. And I've always wondered, why don't we just have shallow water wells, in my yard, that I draw the water out of the ground and put it back down into the ground? It seems like a closed cycle right there, instead of using reservoir water, which has been treated and so forth, for any gardening or lawn or whatever. So that's one thing. Rainwater off the roofs, too, could be stored and used during the year. If we were to use that and the shallow water well, we wouldn't be drawing down our water supply so much. On marijuana, I have publicly been advocating for legalization since the 70s, and I'm glad we're finally approaching that. I'm sorry Oregon is behind the ball on this. But I also want to see it used as a revenue source for state needs, sold through legal methods with the dispensaries and so forth, and local growers supplying those dispensaries, something that's fair and to everybody involved. But it's such an important plant that I think it should always be legal to grow it and to give it, so that there can be an economic system where we make money off it. But I think it there's something special about it. It should be grown and given.
Grown and given, but not, Brad got off there fast. Thanks for that, Brad. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about legalizing marijuana and preparing for drought.
Okay, legalize marijuana. There's only two big winners the way the system works now. That's the growers and the law enforcement agencies. Those are the two people who have a financial interest in keeping it illegal. Legalize it, let's get done with it, and move on to more important things like maintaining our environment. Drought. If you have a submersible pump, or for that matter any pump, you need to make sure that you have a cutoff switch installed so that if the well goes dry, you don't burn up your submersible pump and have to spend a couple of $1,000s on a new pump. I've been through a drought like this before years and years and years ago. It feels the same. It's absolute madness that we have at the present time. Fire watches going, maybe red flag warnings in January of the year. In the 70s, I walked across the bottom of Immigrant Lake just to have the bragging rights.
Just to be able to say you were down there.
Just to say I walked across the lake, yes. It's the only time I've ever walked on a lake. I can't quite say I walked on water.
All right.
Now, one other thing, as long as I'm here and burning up your time, and that is you really missed yesterday on the program. You should have combined the OR-47 and the advice for the lovelorn. You might have gotten the wolf.
Got a date for the wolf.
There
all right,
go.
Yeah, separate hours. Thanks for the thoughts, Paul.
Take
and no,
care.
You're never burning up our time needlessly. There's a couple minutes left here on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about preparation for the drought and legalizing marijuana and how you'd like to approach these. Join us here at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. How dry is it? Paul made reference, if you missed the top of the hour, that there is actually a fire weather watch in effect for Roseburg and the Umpqua Basin, for the Rogue Valley, and for the Southern Oregon coast. It's just a watch at this point, not a warning. It means that the conditions could develop that would be conducive to fires. Higher than expected temperatures, low humidities, and high winds, which is really rare for January. It hasn't happened apparently since about 1998. And the SACB editorial about how we should be approaching the drought also gives some figures here. Assuming Sacramento remains dry through today, and it almost certainly will, the city will experience the driest winter stretch of 45 days in its history. Folsom Reservoir is so low that a watery ghost town submerged by the lake has become visible. American River flows are at two-decade lows. About half of California's rainfall comes in December, January, and February. There's been virtually no rain so far, and none is in the forecast, this after dry years in 2012 and 2013. Californians know that droughts are part of life in the Golden State, but the parched past can be thirsty prologue. The dust bowl that precipitated the mass migration from Oklahoma affected California, too. There was drought in California from 1928 until 1935. More recently, there was drought from 1987 to 1992. So, yes, we have seen drought in the region before. We'll see it again. Lots of things still to consider. Back to the marijuana issue. Kathleen Parker, among others, was one of the major name columnists that weighed in on this. David Brooks of the New York Times as well. Kathleen Parker says, my longstanding position is that marijuana should be decriminalized, if not made legal. Regulate and tax the tar out of it, please, but let's stop pretending that pot consumers are nefarious citizens of the underworld. Among those who enjoy a recreational smoke are the folks selling you a house, golfing on the ninth hole, and probably an editor or two here and there. David Brooks talks about the fact that he just thinks regular use of marijuana doesn't work well for people. He says it just is. The people who debate the policy changes usually cite the health risks users would face or the tax revenues the state might realize. Many people these days shy away from talk about the moral status of drug use because that would imply that one sort of life you might choose is better than another sort of life. And he's talking about molding culture through marijuana laws. Something to think about as we move ahead and consider whether we'll be legalizing marijuana or at least voting on it in our states. That will do it for the Jefferson Exchange today. Hour two, taken up by the State of the State Address with Governor Jerry Brown in California. We'll be back with you full-time, regular time tomorrow on the Jefferson Exchange at 8. Thanks for listening.